The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
In doing mindfulness practice, in engaging in Buddhist practice, there is one quality or one practice or one approach to all this, a single one that is really the heart of it all, or the sweetener in it all, or the protector of it all, or the essence of it all, the guide for it all. And it's such an important part of this practice. And that's the quality of not clinging, of non-clinging. And to remember that, to always remember this idea of not clinging to things. So in being mindful, whatever's going on, what would it be like? I might have to figure out something, I might have to do something about whatever's going on, but independent of what has to happen or not happen, can I find the place of not clinging to what's happening or not clinging to my ideas of what's supposed to happen or not happen? Clinging, I propose, is always extra. Clinging is not required in any situation at all. There's many things in our world that we have to take care of, and it's possible to take care of them responsibly without clinging. There's many things that we have to think about, and it's possible to think about them without clinging. It's possible to live a very responsible life without clinging. Clinging doesn't really... I don't think it's very often that it helps. Sometimes it helps if you're at the edge of Half Dome looking over the edge and there's a railing, you might want to cling to the edge of the railing. That might help in strong wind. But in terms of the inner life, clinging messes things up. Clinging is extra. It's a lot of extra effort and a lot of energy. And I think to learn to develop a kind of confidence in the mind's capacity, the heart's capacity to live a responsible life without clinging is one of the great confidences to discover in the practice. So to say, where am I clinging here? And to see it as being extra. To look at the arguments maybe you have in your mind, but why you feel it necessary to cling. Some people kind of defend their clinging. Very important. Some people feel that would rather not cling, don't feel like it needs to be defended, but they don't really... Sometimes they don't see it, the clinging, and sometimes they don't know how to let go of the clinging. That's partly why, you know, we practice, is because it's not so easy to let go of it. But to remember that non-clinging is a reference point. Because in practice, where is the non-clinging in this situation? And it might be the non-clinging is to be found not in letting go of what you're holding on to. So say that I'm holding on to an idea that I'm supposed to be concentrated. Everyone else sitting here is completely concentrated. I'm the only one who's not concentrated. I'm supposed to be concentrated. And we're clinging to that. And then the non-clinging could be found. Maybe you can't let go of that clinging. Maybe the non-clinging is found in being relaxed about having that tendency, for that clinging. Not to be upset with yourself for clinging about not having, you know, around the whole, you know, concentrated or not concentrated mind. So rather than asking the question, you know, how can I not cling to what I'm clinging to, it might be a good place to begin by asking, where is the non-clinging in this experience that I'm having? Because it's not 100% clinging. It's not the only thing you're doing. Can you take this situation and hold it with more graciousness, more spaciousness? Can you relate to it and find, what would it look like here if I didn't tighten up around it, if I didn't contract around it, if I didn't resist it so much, all versions of clinging? So, for example, one of the very important things for Buddhist practitioners not to cling to is Buddhism. And there's plenty of clinging towards Buddhism. Buddhist ideas, I'm supposed to be a certain way, I'm supposed to attain these things, I want to, I have to. Cling to beliefs. Some people cling to identities around being a Buddhist. You know, this is how, you know. And Buddhism is meant to be the antidote to clinging, not the reason to cling more. So how do we hold Buddhism so we don't cling to Buddhism or to ourselves as a Buddhist practitioner? How do we experience whatever we're experiencing and not cling to an identity around it? This means that. How do we not cling to what's to the ideas we have about what's happening? How do we not cling to our preferences? How do we not cling to, and part of this requires us to really understand the best we can when it is that we're clinging. And that's not always so easy because some people confuse discomfort with clinging. Some people think whenever they're uncomfortable, this must mean that they must be clinging to something. Or some people think the opposite, I'm not clinging, I'm just uncomfortable. But to kind of be able to get very familiar to that movement of the mind having compulsion in it. Clinging has a quality of compulsion, of drivenness, being driven. When you cling or you have compulsion or drivenness, you can't let go of something very easily. It kind of stays stuck for a while in the mind, the churning of the mind, thinking of the mind, the activity of the mind. One of the kind of opposites to clinging is the absence of conflict. So to experience something and not be in conflict with it. And that also doesn't mean we don't change it. But conflict means that the inner life, our awareness doesn't contract, it's not in conflict. The heart is not contracted or in conflict with what's going on. Our wisdom might say, I need to say no to this. But the awareness of the heart doesn't close down to what's going on. And so I think one of the arts of practice, which takes a while to learn, is how to stay relaxed, how to stay non-clinging, how to stay without some inner sense of being in conflict with what's going on, and at the same time, do the kind of real-world things that need to be done, to say, no, not that, I can't do that, or this is what has to happen. It's not one or the other. It's not that you just become a pushover, I'm not going to cling to anything and just sit here and be Mr. Natural and everything is fine. But in a sense, everything is fine for the heart, but for our evaluation, our consideration, our empathy for the world, there are things which are not okay. And so how to engage in responsibly taking care of things without clinging, without contracting, without the awareness being in conflict with it. So this is where, for me, it's meaningful, the idea of, sometimes the idea that, or the feeling, the sense, the experience somehow, that everything that occurs within the field, within the bubble of awareness. Our awareness, and there's kind of like an, I don't know if it's an optical illusion or something, but I don't know how to say this exactly, but nothing happens that we can experience, none of our experiences happen outside of us experiencing it, right? And we only experience something because we see it, we smell it, we taste it, we touch it, we hear it, and the mind cognizes it as going on. And so everything's mediated through our sense experiences of it, that's all the gestalt of all that, the totality of all that we often call awareness, the awareness of what's going on. And so our awareness right now extends to the boundaries of this room, our direct immediate awareness. And so your awareness, so are you in this room, or is the room in you? Are all these good people here you're sitting with, are they outside of you or inside of you? Of course they're outside of you, physically in some ways, but they're inside this wonderful field and bubble of awareness. And so one of the ways one of the aspects of non-clinging, or one of the ways to get a taste of it and touch it, is to realize that awareness doesn't have to be in conflict with anything. It can hold everything within it. It's very accepting, or accepting is not even the right word. Embracing, it's inclusive, and allows everything to be within it. When there's clinging, then we tend to make divisions. And there's that which we cling to, and that which we don't cling to. There's a world that we kind of narrow it, kind of a narrowing of it. So in Zen, they talk about the big mind within which everything occurs. That field of perceptual awareness, that in a kind of an optical illusion kind of way, everything happens within. And to stay close to that and feel that is one way of getting a sense of this world of non-clinging. And within that bubble, or that field of intimacy, of connectedness that happens within this, is to then step forward and take care of what needs to happen. So here at IMC, on Wednesdays at 12 o'clock, one of the things we take care of things is we clean. That's one of the things we do. We don't accept, we don't just allow dust to build up. You know, the windows to get dirty and the trash cans to get bigger and more and more overflowing. And we take care of these things. But hopefully we take care of these things without clinging to any of it. Hopefully we can stay relaxed and open about we can both take care of things and be relaxed. We can care about things and not care at the same time. Those of you who stay, that's what we'll try to do.